Onto this now, 7 minutes before 7 o'clock. Everywhere you go, from Doornfontein to Kliptown, Roodepoort, Doornfontein, Fergrove, Manenberg, Heideveld, Riversdale, all of these railway stations I've just mentioned are no longer operational because they've been stripped bare by copper thieves. Copper theft continues to be a serious threat and an issue in this country. Listen to this. Last year, the Economic Sabotage of Critical Infrastructure Forum, which is led by executives from Eskom, Prasa, Telkom and Transnet, estimated that copper theft costs state-owned entities and municipalities, the country in other words, 46.5 billion rand annually. It is extraordinary, that figure. And writing for the Financial Times, the journalist Monica Mark put that into context and says desperate measures call for copper thieves to go and steal copper. That's why they do it. But it's criminal syndicates that are in charge. And often we just target the foot soldiers. Evert Swanepoel is the non-executive chairman at the Copper Association Africa and joins us now on the line. Evert, a very good morning to you. Thank you for your time. I've just given the extraordinary amount that it is estimated copper theft costs South Africa. Why do you think we're not dealing with it?
Good morning, Bongani. Thank you very much. Nice talking to you. I think one of the biggest problems we have, Bongani, is the demand for copper globally. The global copper world is worth about 25 million tons a year. That's set to increase to about 60 million by 2050. Now, the main driver behind that demand is alternative energy, or otherwise what we know as solar energy, photovoltaics, and of course wind turbines, as well as electric motor vehicles. So the world can't keep up with the supply of copper, and wherever copper is available and wherever it can be exported, it is, and unfortunately South Africa is one of those countries where the export of copper is destroying our infrastructure and of course costing the company, as you mentioned earlier on, a lot of money.
Well, here's the thing. Copper is in demand the world over. That is certainly true. But we're not seeing developing and developed countries certainly losing their rail infrastructure, as one example, in the way that we are. What makes this type of criminality so rampant in this country?
I think two things, Bongani. Number one, not many of these countries would allow the export of copper to other countries. Now, that's number one. And number two is, I don't think they have the unfortunate, let's call it unfortunate, infrastructure of the informal settlements as we have it. Unfortunately, informal settlements, a gentleman has a wife and children, there's no employment, there's no money. And a scrap merchant offers you 50 rand, for argument's sake, a kilogram for copper. Obviously one would take that because you've got no other income. Now, I think worldwide we haven't quite got that same problem. Now, that is the one thing. The other one is that, as you mentioned earlier on, that's just the foot soldier. Now, the poor guy that puts his life on the line to steal a few kilograms of copper, but the syndicates, the fat boys sitting at the top, it goes from one small scrap merchant to a bigger one, and eventually it gets to the fat cats, and these guys are very well connected, and the copper is exported legally and bigger illegally. Now, that's unfortunate situation we have.
Do we not have ways in which we can, because as you say, it's exported legally, it is obviously laundered in some way. Do we not have ways, it could be crime intelligence, take your pick, do we not have ways to identify stolen copper and make sure that we're keeping an eye on specific dealerships, for example, keeping an eye on who these syndicate bosses might be to stop this?
You're right there, Bongani. It is being done. Some of these chaps have been caught, but I think as long as there's the demand for copper, the theft of cable will continue because of the market, the demand. South Africa has prohibited the export of copper scrap since the beginning of January. But I think that's, I don't think it has had any real, it's made no real change. It's still being stolen. And it's now going out illegal routes. And as well, the copper cable is being melted into big blocks, billets, or they call it ingots. And these ingots are then exported overseas. Now, that is a billet is a legal tariff item, and it can be exported legally.
Now, but we surely know who the exporters are. Why don't we ask questions about where they're getting, where they're sourcing their copper?
It's very awkward to do that, because once the copper is melted, it's very difficult to say it's stolen copper or it's not stolen copper. And although we know the names of most of these legal and illegal merchants, it's very difficult to take a matter like that to court if you haven't got the evidence. And as I say, they're being caught, but unfortunately not enough.
So what do? We just fold our arms and watch the country being stripped, you know, railway station by railway station, watch our infrastructure crumble?
Yeah, no, Bongani, as far as we're concerned, it also has another effect on the copper industry. Many of our large manufacturers use recycled copper in their production processes. And now without that copper, they wouldn't have a business. Now, we are fighting at the moment, and we're speaking or negotiating with the government to stop even the legal export of copper and to change the certain things. Cash for scrap is one item that really should be stopped. If there's no cash, if it's all done by EFT, there's going to be a trail of transactions. That's one. The other one is the auditing of these well-known merchants. That's another one. Then, of course, we should also, we believe, we should narrow the access to ports. There should be one port only for the export of, in particular, copper scrap. Now, these things we are talking to government about at the moment. We've had a fair amount of success. The tax on scrap was brought in. But that, again, the price of copper is so high at the moment, I don't think that frightens anybody off. But we are talking to them, Bongani. If we get Transnet going, then this country is really going one way. You know, the export of coal has dropped from 71 million to 41 million tons per annum because of the fact that Transnet is not operating as it should. And the main reason is, one of the main reasons, is copper cable theft.
It's extraordinary. It doesn't feel to me, I mean, anything that would take away as much as 40 billion plus from the country seems to me as a direct attack on the state. It doesn't feel like there's much political will to deal with this. Evert Swanepoel, I appreciate your time. Non-executive chairman at the Copper Association Africa.